Beginning of Parshas Truma, Chumash tells us Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and let them take from me a portion. From every man whose heart motivates him, you shall take my portion. And this is the portion you shall take for them, gold, silver, copper, and they shall make for me a sanctuary, that so I may dwell among them." So we take a look at this pasuk of V'ikhu li truma, they should take from me a truma, a portion. Take from me something that's going to be a gift to the Mishkan. The question that's the obvious question, which many of the Mefarshim ask, source number 3, why did the Torah say Bnei Israel should take a donation for Hashem? Would it not be more correct to say they should give a donation to Hashem? Right, V'yikhu li means, and they should take. They're not taking the donation, they're giving the donation to the Mishkan. V'yitnu, they should give the donation. They're not taking the donation, they're giving the donation. So how do we understand this idea of v'yikhu, that they should take, rather than v'yitnu, which would make much more sense? We've discussed this in the past. I want to take a look at this again today, Mirtz Hashem, with some different presentation, different ideas. I'd like to look at this on 3 different levels, and obviously with the focus of what we can learn for our lives. We don't have the Mishkan, we don't have the command to give to the Mishkan as the structure, as the Mishkan is. We do have the command to, for our Bate Medrash, Bate Knesset, granted. How do we apply this to our lives? So we'll begin with level number 1. And that is, and again, all these are very fundamental ideas, source 4. Sharei Lamaise says Mikdash Halevi, Kol Olam Kulo Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Reality is the entire world belongs to Hashem. And Uladem Lo Nidra El Rishut Lishtamish Bo L'Matarot V'Yoran V'Nechonot. And we're only allowed to make use of it for proper things. Ma'ata, therefore, Nimsa Shadam Ha'merim Et Trumato L'Melechet HaMishkan. One who's giving a donation to the Mishkan, O L'Cho Matara Acheret, or really for any other good purpose, a no tell Mishalo, he's not really taking that which belongs to him. He's taking from Hashem in order to give to him. So what does it mean, the yikuli truma? You should take that which belongs to Hashem, take that, and then give it back to Hashem. As David HaMelech says, v'chi mi ani umi ami ki ne'atzar koach lidadev kazot. Ki mimcha hakol, everything is from you, u'miyetcha natnu lecha, and from your hand we give to you. Everything that belongs to us belongs to Hashem. Hence the end of the pasuk is, tikhu et trumati. You should give my truma, not trumato, your truma, but my truma, because it really belongs to Hashem. So this is the mindset that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have, the mindset that really nothing belongs to us. It really belongs to Hashem. And when we take it, we should have that mindset in mind. As Rav Moshe Feinstein and Darash Moshe points out in source number 5, from this we see that Hashem desired contributions only from those who believed that the money they have belongs not to them but to Hashem. Only someone who thinks of his money as a trust fund that Hashem has put under his care, which should be used only for the purposes Hashem designated, it's worthy to have a share in the Mishkan. That's the mindset. That's the focus. That's the kavanah a person should have. It's not mine. It belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I am just entrusted with this money to be able to give it where it needs to be given. The yikhu li truma, and let them take for me because it really doesn't belong to them. They can't give because it's not theirs to give. They can take it from that which Hashem has given and then give it to worthwhile causes. The Tosha Rebbe in Avodat Avodah develops this and then ties it into Purim. And he says, we have a Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin, Tein lo mishalo, give him which belongs to him, Shata v'shalcha shalo, because you and everything you have belongs to him. And this is what we need to remember. Sarich l'skor she'no no tein mezeh l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ela adraba Kadosh Baruch Hu no tein lo in 6b, ki inyan netiyah shayach lomar kasher yesh l'adam davar mishalo. The idea of giving is an item that belongs to you. When you have something, you can give it, right? I can give you sugar. I can give you my car. I can give you something because it belongs to me, and then I can give it to you. But in this case, we have to recognize that really, the truth be told, is nothing belongs to us, right? Minhag Yisrael is to write in books. L'Hashem ha'aretz v'lo'ah. To Hashem belongs everything. Birshut, b'chazakat. I'm just holding it. I'm just, you know, it's on loan from me to be able to give it to others. What Hashem is really giving you is the merit to give of what we have that really belongs to Hashem back to Him. Which is really what it's about, is you're taking from Hashem because it's really not ours. And that's what the Mishnah is trying to teach us. Everything that Hashem has given you, everything that you have, everything that you have really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With this, we can appreciate in source number 7 on the next page what Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei Gimel Tet, Kabedet Hashem Mahoncha. You should honor Hashem from your wealth. And Chazal learned out, don't read it Mehoncha, from your wealth, read it rather as Mechoncha, that which Hashem has blessed you. Ki Afshar Lefereish, Kvar Kabedet Hashem Mehoncha Kipshuto, Ki Ein La'adam Hon Va'osher Mishalo. It can't be that we should serve Hashem from the wealth, because no wealth belongs to us. All our wealth belongs to Hashem. So rather, it means you should be able to serve and honor Hashem with that which He has given you. What is it that He's given you? Whatever qualities, whatever strengths, whatever tchunos hanefesh, whatever talents and skills you have, that is something that Hashem has entrusted to you, and to be able to use that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the idea that's found here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the schus of being able to utilize the materials, the gifts, the gold that we got, and be able to sanctify it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This idea that nothing belongs to us, that everything belongs to Hashem, and that everything that we have has to be elevated to Hashem, whether it's our possession or our tunas hanefesh, or who or what we are, they all have to be elevated to Hashem. This is the mindset a person should have in the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, to recognize the unity, the oneness of Hashem when we say Shema. Take a look in source number 8. V'zehu mitzvah Yichud Hashem asher adam tzarich lekabel atzmo. This is what the mindset should be when you say Kriyat Shema. Lamin b'emuna shlema, to believe with total faith. Ki hu v'chol asher lo shayach l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. We say Shema, we have to recognize that everything that I have, and everything that I am, and the totality of my being, belongs to Hashem. Therefore, v'chol ma'shosehu b'koach Hashem. Whatever I do, whatever I accomplish, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted me this. V'ein lo mishelo klum, we have nothing of our own. And this is it. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Shakol Shelo Ve'ein Davar Chutz Mimenu. Hashem Echad, there's a unity, there's a oneness. The entire world belongs to God. And we have to understand that our place in this world is really on borrowed time, on borrowed possessions, on borrowed everything, and therefore has to be utilized for the purpose that it was granted, and that is clearly to serve Hashem. With this in mind, in source number 9, when you have this at your forefront of your mind, as you're constantly returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you know He is the source of everything. And the kasher zochel l'chabedet Hashem, and when you are successful in making a donation, whether it's a monetary donation or whether one of your skills, lasor eza maisa tov, or to do a good deed, eino mala dato shefshar lo litga opese, you never for a moment think, wow, I can feel proud of myself. Why? Because it's not me. It's gifts that Hashem has given me. It's the wherewithal that Hashem has given me. V'shebnei adam tzrichim l'chabed l'chabdo b'avor zeh, ke lo mimcha kol b'yadcha natru l'cha. So, to say, wow, aren't I great, aren't I wonderful, is a stira, it's not about me. When a person recognizes that all their accomplishments is coming because the Kadosh Baruch Hu has granted them the ability and the wherewithal and the financial ability, whatever it is, so all the gratitude goes toward the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't take it for ourselves. There's no gaiva. Rather, one's heart is filled with shira v'zimra. It's filled with gratitude and joy and song to Hashem that they have the schus, the merit, to be able to honor Hashem in this way and to be able to serve Hashem in this way. It's not about me. It's being able to thank Hashem that I have been able to do this. And therefore, as well, the flip side, you don't get angry, you don't have akbadas on people, because it's not about me. Right? If something happens, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is orchestrating everything. Someone else opens a business, this is where Hashem wants. Why should I have jealousy? Everything is being run by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So on the one hand, I feel gratitude that I have the ability to serve Hashem, and on the other hand, all of those negative mitos fall away because it's not about them. It's about a larger picture of Hashem Echad. This, my friends, this mindset is the perfect preparation for Shabbos, Parsha Sachar, and for Purim in general. Because what is the klipa of Amalek? What did Amalek represent? So we know that the numerical value of Amalek is Ram, haughtiness. Amalek is that klipa, is that aspect that says, look what you've done. Look what you've accomplished. It's this gaiva. It's this sense of arrogance that creates a break between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are in Amalek's, the Lo Yareh Elokim, that they don't fear God. Amalek is about saying that you exist as a separate entity from Hashem. Not everything comes from Hashem. You take the credit. You take the pride. You take the joy. Why do you have to give everything back to Hashem? That's the quality of Amalek. Mechias Amalek, to erase Amalek, is not just to stand in shul, wherever that shul may be, on Shabbos Parsha Zachar. It's to be able within ourselves to erase an attitude of Kochi Votzim Yadi, look what I've accomplished, look what I've done, to be able to reconnect back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And hence, says the Tasha Rebbe, when Haman says, Yeshno Amacham Afozom Afarah Ben Ami, there's one nation that's separate. The separation is not just the way we understand it down here, that they're separate one from another, there's this unity among the people. That is true. However, there's a deeper understanding that disunity is a disunity between the people and Hashem. There's that break, the ne'enem osasuda, that they enjoyed from that meal, that they felt that there is a life aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rav Pinkus points out. That break was the cause of the whole gzeirah of Haman, that they lost that Hashem Echad, that oneness, that unity. And therefore, the response is by Esther, Lech Knosa Kol Yehudi, go gather the people. The Tzom, the Bechi, the Tza'aka, the Tefillah, all of this mourning and sackcloth and davening is all about reconnecting the people back to their source. Being able to see that when we are connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, when we recognize that everything comes from Him, then we have this protection from Hashem. And hence we understand, we could just add on this piece, the idea of Purim, of drinking or becoming in a state of mind, of Adilo Yada, right? Chayiv Inish L'Mesumei B'Purya, some understand that one has to be drunk in Purim, not drunk in wine, drunk in the concept of Purim, because Purim, which is the highest of the holidays, is about Adilo Yada. That I don't know. I don't know. It's not about me. I don't live in the world of Yediyah, of knowledge. I'm able to give over all of my knowledge, everything I have. I'm able to give it over completely to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He is the one in charge. He is the one who is affecting the world. And hence we understand why the tefillah on Purim takes on a whole different caliber than the entire year. The entire year, oftentimes our tefillah is, Hashem, give me a shidduch, and at the same time, let me see which shadchan I'm going to. Give me refuah, and at the same time, which doctors. And again, we need to obviously use the shtadlus down here. But our mindset very much, whether consciously or subconsciously, is the doctor's going to heal, the shadchan's going to bring the shidduch, whatever it is. Purim is a day where I take away those thoughts. It's not about the shadchan. It's not about the doctor. It's about the rofei kol basar. It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's v'shadech shiduchim. It's about recognizing that He is the source of everything. The more we're able to give ourselves over, the more we're able. Parshat Truma always comes at the beginning of Adar. This is the opening of Parshat Truma. This is the introduction. The Yikuli Truma. When you are able to take, which means that you recognize it doesn't belong to you. You're taking from Hashem. When you're able to have that Yikul, that oneness with Hashem, then you're going to be successful in bringing that nediva slave, bringing that contribution to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll just end this first idea with a very interesting insight of Rav Shach Zatzal, where he says, Shekedei liyo ra'ui, source 13, lasot chesed, sarech zichliot miyukhado. Let us understand that just to be able to take what Hashem gives us and be able to utilize it for Hashem, also needs a schutz. It's also in Hashem's hand. Shelo kol achad zakai lahem. Not everyone is worthy of this. Ve'ein apshat shemi sheyish lo kesev ve'osev lasot tzedakah v'chesed oseh b'kasfo kirtzono. Right? Oftentimes we want to do a chesed. We want to give our money, and whatever it is blocks us. We're unable to do it. Elazeh lo biyado. It's not really in his hands. V'tzarich schut miyuchedet lasev. So the ability to give, to be able to recognize that it all belongs to Hashem, and the ability to give it takes a schus, takes an effort. The kedei liskot tzarich lasov v'litroach rak kedei kach yatachlis. And you have to work hard, you have to daven. And we should be zochet to be able to use our resources and all that we have for avodas Hashem. So idea number one of the three is very basic. It's a basic idea to enter into Purim, Machia Samalik, that everything that we have belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He has given this to us to be able to use appropriately. And any time we use it, we are taking that which belongs to Him to be able to give back to Him. It doesn't belong to me. It's not mine. I am just the go-between in both in my possessions as well as in who I am. That's idea one. Idea two is going to be the extension of this. And that's the Chayim Moshe. He brings down Rav Bik, he brings down the Mishnah, which says, in Pirkei Avos, Dal and Mishnah Bet, Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai says, Have a ratzel mitzvah kala, run to an easy mitzvah, uvarech min aveira, and run away from an aveira. Shemitzvah goreres mitzvah, one mitzvah leads to another, vaveira goreres aveira, and one sin leads to another. Sheschar mitzvah, mitzvah, v'schar aveira, aveira. The reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah, and the reward of the aveira is the aveira. Obviously, there's a lot of Torah on this Mishnah. Let's focus on one idea. And he asks the following, Mal inyan ritza l'mitzvah. Why does it say, have a rats l'mitzvah? You should run to a mitzvah. Why does it say, just do a mitzvah? What's the idea of running? So it brings a medrash in Vayikra Rabbah that says, the reality is that everything that we have doesn't belong to us. Like, it's very nice to do the mitzvah of Bris Milah, but who gave you that son? It's very nice to be able to praise Hashem, but who gave you that ability to even breathe? It's very nice to do the mitzvah of Makkah, putting a fence around the roof, but who gave you this house? The reality is, we don't do anything. Everything that we have is given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does belong to us? If everything that we have, as we saw, belongs to Hashem, Hakol, everything is in His hands, comes from Him, do we have any portion in anything? So the answer is yes, we have one thing, and that is our attitude. What we have is our ratzon, our desire, our cheshek, our hislavos, our passion. Shehu be'atzmo mitlahe b'libo la'avad Hashem l'kayem mitzvotav. So again, one has a son, one does a mitzvah, bris milah, pidyon haben. That is what we're obligated to do. Hashem gave us the child. We have the house, we have to build a roof around it, a fence around the roof, granted. But how are you doing the mitzvah? Are you doing it because you have to do it? Are you doing it because you want to do it? You're doing it with passion. And the more passion that you have, that's going to increase the parameters of what this mitzvah is about. Now we can appreciate when it says, have a ratzla mitzvah. How do I know if a person's excited about a mitzvah? If you run to the mitzvah, the running doesn't necessarily mean the physical running. It means the passion, the enthusiasm. I can't wait. Wow, I can't wait to do this mitzvah. I'm excited. I can't sleep at night. That type of feeling shows that a person really wants to do these mitzvahs. He really wants to connect. If that's your attitude, that you really want to do these mitzvahs and you have the passion for it, that is in itself going to generate more mitzvahs. That's what it means, that one mitzvah is going to lead to another mitzvah. But with that, we can appreciate that when we're talking about bringing the dava, the gift to the Mishkan, it's not just bringing it to the Mishkan. The question is, how are you bringing it? V'chelek ha'adam, double bracket in 16, b'netina zu hu rak ma shemerim trumat Hashem b'netiva saleh, which says at the end of the pasuk, are you giving it with the fullness of the givingness of your heart, b'ratzon b'simcha, with passion? This is what you're giving. You're giving your passion. You're giving your enthusiasm. And this, in 17b, the end, as if you are taking. Why? It's a Gevaldic idea. Because the teva of a person is that they take with passion. And they give half-heartedly. But in the Nedava of the Mishkan, and when a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to give, he wants us to have the same passion of taking as in our giving. In what way does Hashem want us to do mitzvahs, to give to the Mishkan? Just like a person has an opportunity to take. Oh, you can take this, you can take that, you can take so many things. Wow, like a kid at a kiddush, sometimes adults at a kiddush. You just take. Right? And then you're asked, well, can you make something for the kiddush? I don't know. It's hard. I'll try. I'll see if I get to it. The giving is hard. The taking is easy. That passion that one has for taking, v'yikuli truma, the passion you have for taking, that's the passion, the heverats that you should have for the giving. And he says quite clearly at the beginning of 17b, this is why the donations were asked to be given even before the Mishkan was even, anywhere near built. Because it's about giving even before you're asked. It's about when you see the money on the street, before they ask you, already go out and give. That's the rats. That's the passion. That's the enthusiasm. The Sfasemis, this is a very Sfasemis idea, that what is only in our control, so to speak, is Ratzon. He points this out in source number 20. And he says the following. Hasfasemis mefareget shloshen avchanot b'avchana achad v'alpi rayon achad. Ikar ha-nidrash ma'adam b'avodah ha-borah. What is obligated from a person, eino maisa mitzvah, it's not doing the mitzvah, ela ha-ratzon ha-mevi lidei asiyas ha-mitzvah, but rather the desire to do this mitzvah. My ikar nekuda sadrisha elokit ma'adam. What does Hashem want from us? What is in our control? Hu shirtze b'leiv shalem v'tamid l'avdo v'lirami menu. That we should, with a full heart, want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is in our purview. Shekein ha-maisa enoshi mufka mishleimus me'etzem atzmiyoto. Haratzon ha-loki na'alem ha-sagad enosh. We have to understand that to really do something is beyond our ability. And to do it in the most perfect way is also beyond our ability. But what is in our capability is ratzon. Haratzon ha-omeid ma'acharei ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. The ratzon, the desire a person has as the backdrop of a mitzvah, gevaldik vort here, mishamesh kikatar umanoa hamerim et hamitzvah umevi otah lekise kavon mamish. That's the energy, that's the train that's going to give it that boost, that's going to be able to bring the mitzvah to the kisei hakavod mamish, and therefore matzino eifo shibotzofel shaldavar megia mitzvah yuda achlo mitoch asiyah samaitza ki mitoch haratzon lasoto. And this is what the lashon lekicha v'lo netina hadam lo noten eretzono elo lo keach eretzono. Person doesn't give their desire, they take their desire. Hu lokeach et nafsho, they take their soul. Dehainu eretzono milretzo b'tzipuk srechav eishiim. Umin aveid oto laso b'tzipuk ratzon elyon. That's what the Torah is saying, v'yikhu li truma. We don't give our desire, we take our desire. We take our desire for whatever we have. We have a desire to whatever it is, and we direct it up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the idea of Ratzo. Take what you have in you. Take your desire, take your passion, take that which makes you you, and direct it and channel it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ratzo, the desire, is really ours. So therefore, my friends, so this is like part of the first level, second level, so then if make its own level, well, four levels today, that our job is the Yikuli Truma, to recognize that nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to have that mindset. The flip side of this, or the, is that there is one thing that does belong to us, and that's our Ratzon. Hashem leaves in our hand our attitude, our passion, our enthusiasm. And that is going to change a mitzvah from one end to the other. You can have two people doing what seemingly looks like the exact same act. Two women are lighting Shabbos candles. Two people are giving stukkah. Whatever the mitzvah is, two people are eating matzah. Pesach's around the corner. You can have two people doing the exact same mitzvah. And one is doing it, belongs to Hashem. I'm giving it back to Him. And one is, what an opportunity I have. I have the ability to take these Shabbos candles, which really belongs, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm able to take this energy and this light and bring in Shabbos Kodesh into my house and be able to transform the Chol into Kedusha. And I'm taking all of this passion that I have, I'm taking the youthfully, and I'm directing it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So my friends, I think this for sure is very, very fundamental for our lives. The mindset of Mechiyah Samalek, that nothing belongs to us. And at the same time, right, everything to connect it to Ribbono Shel Olam. And at the same time, Mishenechlas Adar, Marvi B'Simcha. The more Simcha I have, the higher level of Simcha I have, the higher level each and every mitzvah is going to go. It's the fuel that's going to, it's the energy that's going to push a mitzvah. How far is it going to go? You know, you put in a little energy, it's going to go that far. You throw it much further, whoa! L'gavhei gvohim, romei romomim, to the highest levels it can go. It all depends on our passion and enthusiasm. Good. Let's look at the second level. Rav Druk 21a, where he speaks about the following: O nirei lever derech zeh shenatina b'shvil Kadosh Baruch Hu l'sarach hashros hashina, enen entina klal. When we give to the Mishkan to be able to bring Hashem's presence down, it's really not giving. Rak l'kicha, it's really taking. Why? Sharei Kadosh Baruch Hu be'emet lo tzarich davar mibnei adam. Hashem doesn't need anything from us. Ve'inam yicholim lo siv lo b'nintina tam u'ma, and we can't give Him anything. When a person gives a donation for the Mishkan, for Hashem's kavod, you're not giving anything to Hashem. Watch this, at the asterisk in 21a. Ela mevi toelet latzmo, says Rav Druk. He is benefiting. V'yikhu, when you give, you're getting. You're taking. Sharehu mita share bischut rumato, you become rich through your donation. Ve'yesh bracha b'nechasav, and you get a blessing in your possessions. Ve'kevan she'ikar tu'elu b'nitinato hilatzmo, because really when you give, you're getting. The bottom line is, when you give, you're getting. So don't call it giving, call it getting, because that's really what's happening. In fact, Chachamim, our rabbis, tell us, Asher bishvil shetit asher. give meiser, give a tenth in order to become rich. And this is based on the pasuk in Malachi, Perakimel. Haviu ekol masaro beit haotzar. This is the last nevuah to Klaisa. Listen to what the Navi says. Bring your meiser into the storehouse. Vahi terif bevesi. And there should be food in my house. Vaharikoti lachem bracha ad belidai. And I will empty upon you blessing until there's you can't even say enough. Your lips are going to say, die, it's not enough. It's just going to be blessing upon blessing. And in fact, the Navi says, b'chanunin episode, you can test Hashem in this, which is so unusual. We never allowed to test Hashem. When you are giving a truma, you're really not giving. You are getting much more in return. And he goes on to speak about, this is one of the challenges that we have. In Source 22. And we're all familiar with this. When we're talking about Pitzarchei Olam Hazeh, a person is ready to give whatever they have without thinking twice. Okay, maybe they think a little bit. They'll buy this for that amount, they'll buy that amount, and they spend money on this, and they spend money on that, right? You know, Dunkin' Donuts cost, you know, $30. Okay, $30 a Sunday out, whatever it is. Then comes these you know, chesed funds on the internet, and, you know, you hear one story after another, and you can't even decide which one is sadder, because each one is worse than the next. This one, little lady is getting evicted, and this one is sick, and this one can't afford, I mean, one after the other. And then you say to yourself, that's really a sad story. I feel terrible. What is my $10 going to help? I'm going to spend $30 of, and we start making all these cheshbonos for the Dunkin' Donuts, $30, we don't think twice. And every $30 adds up, you know, we know that. You know, $30 is 100 shekels. In Eretz Yisrael, it goes very far. Then suddenly, we start thinking, but you really should know that the opposite is true. That when you spend money on your own things, you've lost the money. They're called hotzals, load C, you've lost it. When you spend money on staka, it's called hachnasa, what you bring in. Because you bring in far more than you take out. And that's why we know that anyone who spends money, Chazal tell us, on the needs of Shabbos, Yontif, and really anything for Gavei Mitzvah, hotzot shirigilim v'shichichim, that are normal for these, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay you back. You know, don't start thinking, well, these flowers are 20 shekels, and these flowers are 25 shekels. What's nice for Shabbos? Be able to spend for Shabbos, you're going to get back. The koach of giving, knowing, and particularly in the tchum of staka, knowing that you're gaining more than you're giving, that's the yikuli truma. This is, Adar always begins Parshat Shkolim. Shkolim was the giving the half a shekel. It's a time of stucca. This is a month of stucca. Matanos Lavyonim. The Rambam says you should spend more money on Matanos Lavyonim than on other mitzvot Hayom, because there's no greater simcha than to make the aniyim happy. So, you know, you start cheshboning out. Well, how much should I give? What's the bare minimum of a meal? Matanos Lavyonim for two Avyonim. But I don't cheshbon that out necessarily if I buy the nicer piece of meat or the nicer wine. Why is it? Because we have our priorities mixed up. No. That when you buy the meat and the wine, it's v'yitnu, you're giving. When you spend money for matanas levyonim, it's v'yikru, you're gaining, you're taking much more than you're giving. And indeed, the Marvidei Chayin in Source 23 teaches us in the asterisk, hastaka hine achad migimel haskulos hamu'ilos biyoter. Staka is one of the three things that is very powerful, lebitul hatzaros, to negate any challenges, any tzaros, v'hagzeros hamayamrot al nashiut, and to protect us from all the terrible decrees on humanity. Utfila, utshuva, ustaka, mavirim ero hagzera. Tfila, tshuva, davening, repentance, and staka is what affects the ability to break a gzardim. Behold, aid Saru Tsuka. How appropriate is this now, my friends, at any time of challenge? Bimarol Kashima Shervu al Am Yisrael. Whenever difficulties have on Am Yisrael, When a person is involved in tzedakah, in giving, then Yeshua lo ichra lavo, the Yeshua comes very quickly. Kabbalah hi biyadenu. We know this. More than the rich person gives to the poor person gives to the rich person. This is the idea. V'yikru kol trumo tzedakah shadam, so to speak, notain, he gives, hu bo'etzem lokeach. Hanotein be'achreach mekabel hatzdakah ofechel v'rukusho ha'biladi shel notein v'shum gorem lo yachol lishlopa. So what's the power of tzedakah? On the one hand, the power of tzedakah is that Hashem is going to give you back more so. Asher b'shvil tit asher. Give meiser and you become rich. Bachanuni nabazo. Hashem promises, when you give tzedakah, you're not giving, you're taking. You're going to get much more. B, we know that tzedakah is something that is a protection for an eitz tzara, a difficult time. It's maviri met roa gzeira. It able to dissipate and dispel challenging times. As well as, tzedakah is something that is the only time your money is really yours. We all know this, that money comes and goes. Money is called zuzing, right? Like we say in Chagadja, it zavs. It goes from one hand to another. It never stays in a person's hand for long. What money is yours, right? The money doesn't belong to you. It's not going to the grave with you. What is your money? Any money that you give to poor people, that's your money. That is yours. That's what's going to come greet you, Chazal say, in the future. Those mitzvos, those chuyos are yours. If you're looking for an investment, that's the best investment you can possibly have. Right? We know the story the Gemara tells us in 23b. A Binyamin Atzadik, who was a Gabai tzedakah, he was in charge of the tzedakah. And once a woman came to him in times of a famine, he said, Rebbe, Parnaseni, support me. And he said, I have nothing left. It's a famine. And she said, if you don't support me, then I and my seven children are going to die. And he supported her from his own money. And then a short time later, he got very sick. And the Malchei HaSharet says, someone who supported eight souls should die? And he was given another 22 years of life. Who gave to who? Who's supporting who? We have to be able to understand the correct perspective in giving tzedakah. I'll just add here before taking this one step further. In Source 24, Kifi Godel Torah Kavana Benetina Tzedakah, this connects us to this last level we did about Ratzon and desire, to the level that you have purity of spirit in giving tzedakah. That's going to be the power of influence, the greatness of influence. So B'tzalu ben Uri ben Hur was able in Ruach Kacho, when the person gave a truma, gave a donation, gave a piece of gold, silver, whatever it was, to the Mishkan. In his Ruach HaKodesh, he was able to see in divine inspiration, was it L'Shem Shamayim or not? If it was L'Shem Shamayim, and to what levels of Shem Shemayim, that's whether it went to the Aron or it went to something else. It's not just about giving that you're going to get. The giving itself has to be in the most elevated sense. And he says this is also true when a person gives to a yeshiva or to a shul. A Kodesh Baruch Hu's going to arrange it such that the money that you are going to give, depending on how the Shem Shemayim, is it because of your kavod, your honor, is it because you want to look good, whatever it is, that's how your donation is going to land, if you're giving it quietly, but Sinna, which he speaks about at length, and you want it to be, you know, very low-key, and you want it really the Shem Shemayim, that the boy should be able to learn whatever it is, your money is going to be directed toward the Aron Kodesh, to buy Sfarim. If it's all about kavod, then your money is going to go to, the tiles on the floor, the toilet paper, lo aleinu. This is where it's at. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to direct where everyone's money goes. There's a larger system here. It's not only about giving and that you're going to get, but when you give, what is your motive? Is your motive just to get? Is your motive the honor, which is, in a certain sense, very much getting? Or is your motive mamash l'shem shamayim? Albeit, you will get, but you really want to give and not get. So then the giving is going to be a much greater giving, and the getting is going to be a much greater getting. The Yemeka Parsha takes this one step further, and he says, 25, Mistabir Shinatina Trua Poelet Al Dam Lekabel Shefa Elokim Min HaShemayim. When you give a donation, you are going to get in return a divine inspiration from above, a divine goodness from above. And that's why the Yikuli Truma that a person gets more. Not only this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yidag Shel Adam Yeh Kol HaDarush Lo Menat Levatzei Tafkido Karaui. Lachen Kasher Adam Notei Mishelo Harei Notel Lo Atzmo Shlichut Nosefet Lazor L'Sayeh Gam Lecherim. When a person decides that they want to give, whether they want to give financially, want to give of themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ensure that they are going to be successful. A person has a desire to help something out, and they want to give, and they're giving with good intention, so Hashem is going to grant them even more money to be able to be successful in giving. Hashem is going to be able to grant them more spiritual wherewithal to be able to be successful. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you the kocho, 26, HaMatimim LeBitzua Shluchuto, that you're going to be able to fulfill what you're doing. B'milim V'yikuli Ba'atar Alam Deinu Shebenetina Tzaka Yoter Mishanu Notnim L'Zulam. More than you're giving to somebody else, Lokhim Anu La'atzmenu, we are taking for ourselves. And that has to be the mindset. We shouldn't think that we're losing out. And the mashal of the Chavetz Chaim in 27, which is a beautiful mashal. It's a very simple farmer who was selling bushels of wheat. And the way that he agreed with the person who's buying them is the following. For every bushel that he's going to buy, he's going to put a copper coin into the hat. And that way they'll count the copper coins at the end, and that way he'll know how much to pay him. So if there are 30 copper coins, then he'll pay him for the 30 bushels, whatever it is, 20 shekels, 100 shekels, and do the math. So this farmer, while the guy is busy taking the bushels, starts taking some of the copper coins into his pocket, thinking, I'm making some money, I'm taking some copper coins. Fool! Each copper coin is worth 100 shekels, $100. Every time you take a copper coin for yourself, you think you're getting? No, you're losing. And that's us. We think that, you know, we'll keep more money for ourselves, we'll keep more money for ourselves. We're not gaining anything. Indeed, we're losing. And that's what we have to see. Adam haro'et hadvarim b'mabat shel emet, the end of 28, yodeo mevin shekiyum mitzvot rak nireh kenetina. A person who has the right mindset realizes that when they do mitzvot, when they give tzedakah, it looks like they're giving, but they're really taking. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu will give a person, ki kach kol maisa mitzvah v'chol imanu ma'veira im lanu l'kika. Every time we do, we're really getting whatever mitzvah it is, more than we are giving. And again, that idea of mindset is so crucial. We've been talking till now about getting on some type of physical level, right? You get more money, you get more abilities. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you the ability and pay you back, so to speak, in whatever currency for all that you've done, for the tzedakah you've done, for the mitzvot you've done. Don't think you're giving anything, because the giving really is about taking. You're going to get far more in return. The Eilat Dvarim, Rav Schlesinger adds an interesting dimension. So this would be like the second part of this second level. And that is the following, a very fascinating dimension. He quotes here Rav Dessler in Source 29, who says, B'deret klal, generally people think that the way you get love is by receiving. Someone gives me presents, oh, I love the person who gives me presents, right? Adam yarich v'yehavet chavero kishikabel mehem. The more you give me, the more I love you. Says Rav Dessler, Ulam lamito shel dover in the bracket 29, truth be told, ein l'chol ze yesod. There's no basis to this. Mishum shelo yidei kabbalat varim yurchosh adam midat ahava l'zulat. That's not how you're going to get love. V'ahefech ha-gomor ha-nachon v'amiti. Truth be told, it's the exact opposite. The dafka yidei netina, it's through giving. Kasher adam yitein mikol asher lo, when a person gives all that he has. Av Yerchoshet Midat Ava Lezeh Shekibel Mimenu. When you give, Ava from the word have, to give, when you give, that's how you're going to love somebody. If you don't love somebody yet, it's because you haven't given them yet. And this is what Chazal speak about, that beloved to a person is a small measure that they have worked on, that they have invested, that a larger measure that person gives them as a gift. We love that which we invest in, that which we do. With this in mind, my friends, in 30, we can appreciate Al Kenemar Kan Vihuli Truma Ni Aro, Mishum Sheikar Natina Tatruna, Inaba Etzema Natina. By giving this donation, it's really not about the giving. Shere Kosh Baruch Hu Lokal Arts Kvado, and no Zakut Lota Natina, Shem doesn't need this, Venu Tzarik Trumot, Shem doesn't need our donations. Ela Ikara Haya Avur Notanea Truma Atzma, the giving is for those who are giving. Veheim Hayu Ela Shilakhu Vikiblu Melta Truma, and their giving enables them to receive. What are they receiving? Heim Lachu Vikiblu Betrumatam and Avat Hashem Ve'Avat HaTorah. What are they getting by investing in this mitzvah of giving tzedakah, by investing in giving to the Mishkan? They are getting Avat Hashem, love of Hashem, love of Torah, V'Kabbalata Ba'Ava Beretzo M'Simcha V'Soso. The more they invest in the giving, the greater will be the dividends of feeling connection and closeness to Hashem. And hence he says in 31a, as Pesach is around the corner, why did Hashem ask them to put blood on the doorpost? We don't know. Good. It's not just simply that Hashem will pass over those doorposts. Hashem doesn't need blood on a doorpost to know when to pass over. It was for us that we should be involved in this mitzvah, that we should get Avas Hashem and Avas HaTorah. When Klal Yisrael are involved in something, it infuses them. Hence we understand in 31b on the next page, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lezakodik Yisrael, Lefichach Yerbalim Torah Mitzvot. Hashem wanted to be mezakeh. He wanted to give us a schus, some merit. Therefore, He gave us more Torah and mitzvot. Hashem chafetz l'man sikto yadil Torah v'yadir. Why did Hashem give us so many mitzvot? Wouldn't it be enough to have 10 mitzvot? 100 mitzvot? Klomar Kosh Baruch Hu ratza lahiv al banavat haTorah. Hashem wanted to make Torah beloved to us, and the mitzvot beloved to us. And therefore, vayidei sheyirbu b'limud haTorah v'kiyum mitzvotah. The more we're involved in learning Torah, the more we're involved in mitzvot, b'otam midah gam tegaber avatam l'Hashem. That will increase their ava to Hashem, their connection to Torah and mitzvot, which is has to be our mindset. When I am doing a mitzvah, I have to look at it, as Rav Wolbe talks about, it's a due to Hashem's great kindness that He allows us to serve Him. The benefit is solely ours. What is the benefit? The benefit is love. The benefit is connection. The benefit is to feel spiritually connected, Rav Shalom. The benefit is the goal of Torah mitzvot, which is Dveikus, connection to Hashem. Whoa! The more you invest in a mitzvah, the more you feel connected. If you do a mitzvah, mitzvah sonashim ulumada, the connection is going to be very parav at best. And hence again on Purim, when we have the idea of Purim, which is like over the top, and enthusiasm and passion, right? Everything is merrymaking and simcha, and mishloch manos, matanos savyonim. Even in COVID, we try to do whatever we can to make it a simchadik day. Music, whatever it is. Know that the more we invest in the simcha of the day, it's not just merrymaking and partying. It's enabling us to feel the dveikus, the connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's the goal of Purim. Kimu v'kiblo Yehudim. That they re-accepted the Torah. Rabbi Miller in his Yontif Shirin points this out. The goal of Purim is that we should have a Kabbalah of Torah b'simcha. We today should receive the Torah with love. That our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu should be one of love and passion. The more we invest the love, the more we invest the effort, the more we invest the passion, the more we invest us in what we are doing, the more connected we feel. And that's what we gain from doing giving and doing a mitzvah. So my friends, let's see what we've seen so far on the first two and a bit levels, and then we'll see the final level. Idea number one, the Yichuli Truma, nothing belongs to us, everything belongs to Ribbono Shel Olam. Recognize this. Break out of the Amalek mindset of haughtiness, of it's mine, look what I've done, look what I've accomplished. Be able to, Yichud Hashem, Shema Yisrael, give everything over back to Ribbono Shel Olam. On this level, understand that the only thing we do have is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us is the ability to put our ratzon, our desire into it. And our desire is going to change the way the mitzvah is going to be done. That, take your desire and bring it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the second level, again, v'yikuli, what is the idea of lakicha? The idea of lakicha is you think that you are giving netina, you're not giving anything. You are gaining, you may be giving, but you're gaining so much more than you're giving that the giving is almost a joke. Right? Aser bishvil shetit asher. You give a maaser, you're going to get so much more in return. Know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just ready to flood you with graciousness, with goodness, with money, with talents, whatever you need. The more you give, the more you get. And that has to be our mindset, that we are involved. We think we're involved in giving, and indeed we're involved really in getting. To focus in on the mitzvah of stucco, mishloch manos matanos lav yoni, be able not to have this feeling of, oh, I really should give this much, it's so hard. Know that whatever you give, you're getting back, kefil kiflayim, more. It's a protection, particularly in the time of a tzara, of a challenge, later, of a difficulty, that Hashem protects us, that Hashem gives us. Not only do we get that, but on top of this, what do we get? We get avas Hashem, we get love of Hashem, we get that feeling of dveikus, of closeness to Hashem. Final level. Eshtami. Sforno. As well says this, source 33. She'ein haloshon v'ikuli truma kayel truma tam shel b'nei Yisrael l'mishkan. We're not talking about b'nei Yisrael. When the pasuk says, let's look back at the first page, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, speak to the children of Israel, let them take from me a portion. From every man whose heart motivates them, you shall take my portion. The end of the pasuk is about the Jewish people giving. The beginning of the pasuk, let them take from me a portion. And we bring this down in source number 2, that the taking about the people collecting. Ki be'emet l'fiya pshuto heima dartim v'lo alochim ulam lashon zo mityacheset el hagabayim hagovim et hatruma b'nei Israel. This is what it means. Speak to the children of Israel and they should take from me a truma. Means, go speak to the collectors and tell the collectors to take, because that's what they're doing. Could you give something for the Mishkan? And they are taking. I will take gold from you. I will take silver from you. I will take tchelet. I'll take argamat. I'll take from you. They are taking from the people whose heart motivates them. Mitzvah Veikuli 34 Mutelet al Klai Somani Gav Shemimiskeret Mitzvotam Haklalit Shel Sira Mikdash Nitzavu al Asifa Truma Minyevei Halev. And therefore, Vilomanot Gabaim, this is the Pasuk is telling us to appoint collectors, Shiyu Muchanim Lakachet Truma Klai Yisrael. Go out and find people who are going to go door to door, tent to tent, sukkah to sukkah, to be able to take in these collections. And as Benachem Sion points out in 36, very fascinating insight, he says, we have no shortage of people who want to give. We have a shortage of people who want to go collecting to receive these. And this is a big achrayus to go out and, you know, fundraise and to be able to collect the money. Who wants to be a fundraiser? Who wants a, you know, door slammed in their face? The Yikuli Truma, this is referring to the fundraisers, the collectors, that they need to take, literally, to take the donations. About these collectors, these types of people, Rav Bilski in Ein Yisrael has a fascinating insight, and that will be our final idea for today. And he says, therefore, we must understand the pasuk differently. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's appeal to Klai Yisrael was for lokhim, those who go out and do the collecting and would utilize the natural propensity of the people to give for the sake of the Mishkan. This is what Hashem was looking for. He's not only looking for donations, he's looking for people to be the lokhim, the takers. Regarding the lokhim, that is those who volunteered to take the raw materials that have been contributed and used them to construct the Mishkan, it is written, Evernu's heart carried him up to the handiwork to make it. each person's heart brought him to perform a particular task. When the Torah describes how the contributions brought up their donations to the Mishkan, it relates the term Kol Merim Trumat Kesef. You're right. Every donation was an elevation. Every donation lifted their contribution in a different way, 100%. However, having said this, that's the regular people who brought whatever they gave, and that was elevated. But in 39, the wisest of people, however, were the Lokhim, those who hard carried them up to the handiwork to make it. Instead of sanctifying a portion of their possessions, they consecrated themselves to service of Mishkan. These people weren't just those, says Rafelski, who took in the materials. These are the people who transformed the materials. These are the people who dedicated themselves 100% to these materials. Originally, the only true craftsman who actually knew how to perform the various tasks needed to build the Mishkan was Eliyahu ben Ahisamach. The rest of the people had been unskilled laborers in Mitzrayim. Yet many of them underwent a great awakening at this point. Their heart raised them up to a level at which they donated their whole being. In effect, they donated themselves to the Mishkan. By doing so, such a person would dedicate himself eternally to the construction and service of the Mishkan, meticulously learning all the required skills in order to devote himself to serve and guard the Mishkan in all its aspects. This was the greatest possible contribution that a human being can offer. Hashem isn't just looking for donations. He's looking for lokhim. He's looking for people who are going to take those donations and give of themselves entirely to dedicate those donations to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this way, he fulfills what is written in the Shema, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your ability. B'chol Meldech, in its most literal sense, means with all of your abundance. This refers to those areas in which a person has a particular skill or talent, be it in music, in thought, in writing, or some type of handicraft. Therefore, this pasuk in Shema is telling us that the skills with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed us should be dedicated fully to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why there were two levels of donation offered in the Mishkan. Firstly, there were the Nevei Am, those who contributed the precious items for use in the construction, and they supported the holy work of the Mishkan through their contributions. Secondly, there were those whose heart moved them to donate themselves and all of their latent talent to take those items and transform them into the physical structure of the Mishkan and its utensils. Therefore, ultimately, the Lokhi, the Chachmei Lev, were in fact representatives of the Mishkan itself, who would inspire the rest of the people through the complete dedication to the Mishkan and its service. This is the meaning of Hashem's appeal to the people. V'yikhu li truma. Take for me a donation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's appeal was for the Lokhim, volunteers who would give their hearts and souls as representatives of the Mishkan, who would speak to and enthuse the people as to its great holiness and importance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sought the people who would give themselves wholeheartedly to Him and His service. And that, my friends, is really the next step that we have to take. After we've realized that it's not about us, everything belongs to Hashem. After we realize that the only thing that we have a ratzel mitzvah, is our ratzon, running to the mitzvah, is our desire. When I recognize that I gain much more than when I give, then I recognize that there is an aspect of this life that I really understand, that if really everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He is there to give me everything that I have, then should I not dedicate my entire life to Ritzon Hashem? Should I not dedicate my entire life to bringing this world to a place of godliness? And this is the call, the Yikuli Truma. I'm looking for people who themselves are the donation. I'm looking for people who are going to donate themselves by being the Lokhim, the takers. I'm looking for people whose lives are dedicated to doing the will of Hashem and to inspire others to do likewise, to go out and talk to the friends about whatever project it is, whatever stucco project they're involved in, whatever chesed project. Don't just get involved yourself, to try to bring enthusiasm, passion, and awareness to others. The Yikulu Truma, we have to be the Lokhim. We have to go out there and be able to impact our friends, to impact our neighbors, to make the changes necessary in supporting those things that need support, and in general, to be able, as Rav Moshe says in 42, to change our fundamental nature. That Avodas Hashem isn't something that has to be done in a way that we feel of coercion, but of passion, of enthusiasm. When we're enthusiastic about mitzvot, when we're passionate about mitzvot, when we create that positive environment around us and the positive role modeling, then we have become a lokeach, a taker of the ultimate level that Hashem wants, b'chol moldecha, with the entirety of our being. And that is the next level that we all have to ascribe to. Not just to be satisfied in our small little lives of giving, but how am I impacting the world? How am I bringing the world to appreciating that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in a real sense, elevating the entire world to Vasuli Mikdash, that the entire world will be the Mikdash of Hashem, the sanctuary of Hashem. So in order, v'shachanti v'tocham, that Hashem can reside among us.